This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back. You are back. I guess I'm here, too. We're all back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got to start with some good news, okay? Let's just start with some good news because it's kind of rough right now. We got some good chocolate. Can we at least start with that? Let's get us all into the mood with some chocolate, okay? Because things are going to get kind of pretty, really ugly pretty soon here with all the storms coming. We got Katia. I think we got Jose, Hurricane Jose also. And we have, a few other things going on surrounding Irma. But let's just talk about chocolate really quick. Let's just escape for a second. There is a new type of chocolate, the first of its kind. And the chocolate is pink, right? And it tastes like berries. It's the world's fourth type of chocolate now. So we actually have, in the year 2017, created a new type of chocolate. What are the other three types of chocolate? I know, do we even have to have types? It's just chocolate. But we have white chocolate, milk chocolate, and dark chocolate. I don't like white chocolate at all. It doesn't even taste like chocolate to me. Give me milk or dark chocolate. Anyway, this is the fourth type of chocolate. And Swiss firm Barry Callebaut invented this chocolate. It took them 10 years. And they say people will be able to buy this chocolate in about 6 to 18 months. Now, it's pink, and it tastes like berries. I'm going to tell you right now, I don't think I'm going to want that. Again, don't mess with just call it then non-chocolate. But once you say chocolate, my mind is already getting into the mindset of this being something that's going to melt in your mouth and be creamy and, or like dark chocolate be crisp. Milk chocolate, it doesn't really snap like dark chocolate does. Chocolate's different depending on what's in it. And so, with this ruby-colored, pink-colored chocolate, I don't know. So anyway, Zurich-based Barry Callebaut, one of the world's largest cocoa producers, spent 13 years making the ruby chocolate from ruby cocoa beans. They're called ruby cocoa beans. It's the first new type of chocolate that's been revealed in 80 years. White chocolate was invented in the 1930s. Did you know that the white chocolate came out in the 1930s? I thought white chocolate was something that came out like 60s, 70s, but nope, 1930s. All right, so this type of cocoa bean is pinkish. It really has a bright color to it. And it has a combined taste of fruitiness, creaminess, and sourness. This is being reported by Mail Online. And it's now considered the world's fourth type of chocolate. Ruby cocoa beans are found in different parts of the world. And apparently this company, Barry Callebaut, is the only company that's been able to turn them into chocolate bars through a sophisticated process. And it's really interesting. It looks like, like raspberry sorbet? That's what it looks like. So anyway, it was unveiled today in China. That's where this Barry Callebaut has a factory. And we're going to have to wait about a year to try it. I am going to want to try that. I think that's, fascinating. I don't think we're going to like it as much. Right, just give me the type of chocolate that, that's, rich and creamy, but it's interesting nonetheless. Now, some of you guys have been getting all excited about the new iPhone. Apparently, there's going to be an iPhone 8 coming out. Did you guys know that? I think I'm still on iPhone 5. And they say the iPhone 8 is supposed to be a huge step forward in design and honor the device's 10th anniversary. Did you know that iPhones now are going to be hitting their 10-year anniversary? That blows my mind. I think I've only had an iPhone. Weren't BlackBerries the big phone 9 years ago? I guess maybe iPhones, maybe they were born back then. Who knows? So a new survey from investment firm Piper Jaffray shows that iPhone users are not any more excited for the release than they were for iPhone 7. Only 16% of those surveyed are planning to upgrade to the new iPhone, meaning this could be a huge flop. Now, there's a new device that's supposed to have a dual-lens 3D camera, augmented reality capabilities, a curved glass casing, but this is something I like, wireless charging. So you don't need to buy those stupid chargers that start to fray at the end. You could charge it just being near the vicinity of a charging station. There's a 5-inch and a 5.8-inch model with a wraparound OLED screen. The aluminum back will be replaced with two reinforced glass panes and a metal frame in the middle and face recognition. So rather than you learning the password, this phone will know your face, which isn't very good because let's say a bad guy abducts you and, you know, you're trying to, escape, and then the bad guy could put your phone next to him, I guess. Anyway, pretty exciting stuff. So they said 400 of the 400 U.S. iPhone users, only 16% may upgrade compared to 15% last year. 24% may upgrade. You know, this is something that's kind of brilliant and then not so brilliant about the company. This company, Apple, knew how to get us and knew how to make us want more and more. And they've come up with ways for us to very easily trade up and upgrade our phones, which is kind of a catch in and of itself. Yet, for many of us, we don't like to change. I don't like to lose my data. I don't like to lose, you know, some of the pictures I have or my texts, even though everything should transfer, not everything does. And so for me, I'm, you know, whenever there's a new phone, I'm like, now, wait, you know, I don't think I need face recognition because I don't like the way I look. And if that's how my phone sees me, but I got to tell you, this sucker looks sleek. It is a very sexy-looking phone. I don't know. I was listening to a comedian on XM, and somebody said that the one thing he wants his iPhone to do or his phone to do is have a taser. If our phones can be weapons later, I think I'd go for that. That would be great. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Don't go away.
Let's take a look at some numbers. 4 out of 5 people who have a stroke, their first symptom is a stroke. 80% of all strokes and heart disease, preventable. And $149 is all it takes to get screened and help take control of your health. We're Lifeline Screening, and if you're over 50, call now to schedule an appointment for 5 painless screenings that go beyond regular checkups. We use ultrasound technology to literally look inside your arteries for plaque that builds up as you age and increases your risk for stroke and cardiovascular disease. And by getting them through this package, you're saving over 50%. For just $149, you'll receive 5 screenings that could reveal what your body isn't telling you. Lifeline Screening, the power of prevention. Call Lifeline Screening today at 888-815-LIFE to learn more. That's 888-815-LIFE, 888-815-5433.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's buysellmakeoffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. Buysellmakeoffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Hey guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Remember, it's National Blood Donation Week, and any of you that can donate blood, we would really appreciate it. And as you know, there are thousands of blood banks out there and hospitals and medical centers that could use your blood. And National Blood Donation Week is an effort by multiple governors declaring state blood donation days: Maryland, Ohio, Nevada, Pennsylvania, Oregon, New Mexico, Arizona, Hawaii. It blows my mind how many states combined and came together for this effort. So if you could donate blood, great. If you can't donate blood, if you could at least, maybe consider telling your friends to go donate, or host a blood drive at your work. If you host a blood drive at your work, that could bring in hundreds of pints of blood, not to mention it could help bring in and make you feel good. And your coworkers will love it because they get yummy, juicy cookies. So please, whatever you can do. Tough times coming towards Florida, and additionally to Houston, as Houston is going to be taking probably years to recover from Hurricane Harvey. But Hurricane Irma is probably one of the strongest storms that Florida has seen in a very long time. And Governor Rick Scott said it is even stronger than Hurricane Andrew that hit back in 1992. Now, as this major hurricane comes close to the U.S., hitting St. Martin and, being close to Barbados and Puerto Rico as we talk, as it moves later today, there is a tropical storm, Jose, that is churning across the central Atlantic. We are hoping that this sucker is going to miss. Okay, that's what we're praying on, that this sucker is going to miss. But there's also a tropical storm, Katia, that is strengthening in the southwestern Gulf of Mexico this week. So let's start with Tropical Storm Jose. This formed Tuesday morning, located about 1,000 miles east of the Lesser Antilles. And then Tropical Depression 13 formed Tuesday afternoon in the southwestern Gulf of Mexico. And this strengthened into Tropical Storm Katia early today. It is bringing a lot of rainfall to eastern Mexico over the next few days. And we don't know if this Katia is going to move towards the Gulf Coast up towards Texas and then Louisiana. So with Jose, they say Tropical Storm Jose, according to AccuWeather.com, will remain in an environment favorable for intensification, very little wind shear or change in wind speed or direction. So there is a potential that Jose can become a hurricane. They say the projected path would take it near or just north of the Leeward Islands late into this week and into the weekend, which would be less than a week after Hurricane Irma batters the area. And they say the northern Leeward Islands are at risk of continuing with enhanced showers and these storm conditions and wind, etc. And so Katia could strengthen to a hurricane as it decides to stew in the southwestern Gulf of Mexico. This could wobble to the north or it could go east-south. We don't know much about what's going to happen. They don't expect it to move much, but possibly build. So we're going to keep you guys posted on that. Now, with disasters come idiots. And of some of these idiots decided to price gouge people in Florida. They say complaints of price gouging are on the rise in Florida, the Sunshine State, reaching to the point where the Attorney General Pam Bondi has had to activate a hotline to report businesses suspected of taking advantage of people preparing for the storm. As of Tuesday afternoon, the hotline received over 143 calls. Even national companies have been called out. They say Amazon was subject to some complaints about notable price differences on bottled water for customers in Florida and northeastern states. They say this comes from Fortune.com. Fortune.com, though, did a spot check of prices on bottled water, and I don't think they saw the differences. They say some of the biggest complaints have been targeted at airlines. Yahoo News spoke to one customer who paid $159 for an American Airlines ticket from Miami to Hartford, Connecticut on Monday, but then saw that same $159 ticket jump to $1,020 the next day when he tried to buy a second ticket. The airline, in a statement, said it has not changed its fare structures and it added extra flights to affected areas. Delta also has been the target of online wrath as well. Apparently, somebody posted a picture showing a price change. The ticket price changed from $547 to $3,258. They say because prices change often, we recommend booking now to lock this price. To lock the price of $3,200 a ticket from Miami to Phoenix? So somebody posted on Twitter, shame on you, Delta, jacking from $547 to $3,200 for people trying to evacuate responsibly. So I guess a search of airlines using IRA matrix to a variety of locations, including Atlanta, Phoenix, and New York, does show higher fares for the next 3 days. However, last-minute flights, you know, those can be expensive. I mean, it's a shame. I don't understand. You know, for years, there would be open places on a plane. You'd have extra open seats. You would go at the last minute, go, look, I think I want to bring my mother. You know, you have seats that are unsold, any discounted prices. And no, you don't get that anymore. Now, when you buy a ticket last minute, it is expensive. Cruises, you could get away with, you know, getting a cruise ticket very cheap now if you, you know, decide to book in the last week or two because, you know, they want to give the, they basically want, you know, try to give those rooms away. But not for airlines, and I don't get that. They say the cheapest price for a flight from Miami to New York City this Friday was about $1,000. If the flight was on the 15th, it would cost just $159. Where are you guys finding $159 flights? Every time I try to fly anywhere, it's expensive as hell. I don't get it. So anyway, you have idiots. You got this price gouging. You have people now very, very concerned. You have people scared. Governor Scott said, you know, be prepared to evacuate. Some counties are, like Key West, they're already evacuating. But when he says be prepared to evacuate, I'm not sure what you guys do if you have patients scheduled or if you have surgery scheduled or you have nursing homes in these paths. You know, when you see the pictures of what happened in, with Irma or with Harvey, you know, and you see people having to be evacuated from hospitals, it blows my mind, you know, the coordination. Texas really had it together in Florida. They're ready to go. But it's scary stuff that this hurricane can bring. Plus, now we have a couple others. All right, let's talk about across the pond. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Duchess Kate is pregnant again. We broke the news. Many people broke the news a few days ago, and she is expecting her third child. All right, she has had two prior pregnancies, and she has had a history of hyperemesis gravidarum. Now, hyperemesis gravidarum is a condition which is characterized by severe nausea, vomiting, weight loss, and dehydration. And so people are concerned that she may be, unfortunately, going through this again. She was very quiet, and I don't think she revealed it, you know, until people saw the baby bump. But I think she's, you know, due to have her third child this spring. I don't know how she stays so skinny. If I had three kids, you know, I mean, I lost my baby weight with two, but three kids, I don't know how I would do it. Anyway. With this hyperemesis gravidarum, they say between 0.5% and 3% of pregnant women still suffer from it. And it is so bad that, you know, you can't eat, you can't take anything down, you're miserable. And, you know, we don't know if it's the hormones, we don't know if it's some other trigger, but they believe that in the U.S., about 100,000 women per year suffer from this. Not to mention the ER visits, the inability to, you know, eat, the weight loss. And, you know, you worry that if, you know, you can't take in the proper nutrients or take in the proper fluids or keep your proper nutrition or fluid balance, you know, could you miscarry? Now, luckily, you know, we admit you to the hospital. We give you IV fluids. We monitor heart sounds and, you know, because you're only in your first trimester and we do the best we can. And we try to control the nausea and vomiting. Maybe we use Zofran. Some women, they don't even know they're pregnant. You know, until they start having these symptoms. They say 25% of pregnant women will have nausea and 50% of pregnant women will experience nausea and vomiting. And if you have a sister who has hyperemesis gravidarum, you have a 17-fold increased risk of having it. I never got to the point of hyperemesis gravidarum when I had issues with my nausea. My medical partner told me to get some homeopathic EpiCac from the Trader Joe's. And that sucker worked. Now, I can't prescribe homeopathic treatments. I can't tell you guys to go and, you know, whatever. But I was so lucky that sucker worked. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away.
fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Happy National Blood Donation Week. If you could donate blood this week, please, please do. Contact us at drdahlia.com and we will find a blood drive near you to make it as easy as possible. We could sure use the blood, so please, thank you. Rachel writes, I'm 32 years old and have a thyroid condition. I gained 15 pounds and my job let me go. I'm a server. Would this qualify as an ADA discrimination? So that's interesting. If you have a thyroid condition, you gain weight, you get fired, is that against the Americans with Disabilities Act? And firing because of weight, that's interesting. That could be tricky. I'm not a lawyer, so I would suggest that, you seek more professional advice. From what I understand, if you have a thyroid condition, things that have to be done at work for accommodation would be something like, let's say temperature. You know, when you have a thyroid condition, you have issues with the heat or the cold, etc. And so, temperature sensitivity, I think an accommodation, appropriate accommodation would be allowing you to, if you wanted to wear a jacket, you could wear a jacket. If you wanted to, wear cooler type of clothing, you could be able to have, let's say a heating heater next to your desk if you need to versus a fan, and so to allow those sort of accommodations. If you have fatigue, maybe allow you to have a more flexible schedule, allowing you to, rest, etc. That's a tough one because thyroid is very, very common. And I don't know how an employer would do that if somebody who has thyroid issues, how they would, allow you to go home and take a nap, etc. So, the American with Disabilities Act was designed that if you had a disability, your employer can't discriminate against you. But you got fired because you gained weight. This is pretty tricky. Now, can an employer fire you because of your weight? Now, this email I received about maybe 3.5 weeks ago, about a month ago. And I'm bringing it up now because there's a story that came out saying how a 42-year-old flight attendant won a discrimination suit. But this was in Moscow, though. Okay, so this wasn't in the States. But anyway, apparently a Moscow court ruled in favor of her because she was, sidelined. In terms of getting bonus pay and extra flights, because she said Aeroflot's, the airline, wanted to make its cabin crews younger and more physically attractive. She's 42 years old, Margarina. She submitted pay slips showing she had stopped receiving bonus pay, which comprised 20% of her income, and this occurred after she asked for a larger size uniform. She also says she no longer was assigned the role as senior steward after asking for a bigger uniform. She requested about $8,700 in damages and for the court to rule that the regulations on clothing sizes was discriminatory. The court on Wednesday upheld her discrimination claim and ordered them, the airline, to pay her the missing bonus pay and, $87 in damages. And they said, look, we're not suing for the money. We wanted the court to acknowledge that you cannot treat people like that. And so, hundreds of other flight attendants for this one airline faced pay cuts, were taken off prestigious long-haul flights, etc. And so, apparently court documents said that about 600 of their 7,000 cabin crew employees were reassigned to shorter flights without bonus pay because they were considered, quote, old, fat, and ugly. Now, of course, the airline denied claims of discrimination, and they said they had no obligation to pay bonuses. And the company, it did acknowledge its preference for slimmer cabin crews, claiming that they were objective reasons for it. They said overweight attendants could pose a safety risk by blocking emergency exits and required more costly fuel to transport. Now, again, this happened in Moscow, so this didn't happen, obviously in the States. But I'm looking at Fenton and Keller, one of their legal websites, and they said under both California and federal law, it is legal to consider physical appearance when making employment decisions. But there are certain ordinances that may outlaw discrimination based on your height and weight. So if we look at California, they say the California Fair Employment and Housing Act prohibits employment discrimination and harassment based on race, color, origin, ancestry, citizenship, sex, sexual orientation, gender identity, physical and mental disability, age, religion, and pregnancy. All right, but quote-unquote physical appearance isn't necessarily written in that. They said there was a case of Casista versus Community Foods, and the Supreme Court of California ruled against a woman who sued her employer for refusing to hire her because she was overweight. Now, the Civil Rights Act of 64 prohibits employers from discriminating against applicants and employees for a variety of reasons, but again, physical appearance isn't, you know, included in that. And we've had this discussion many times. So, Santa Cruz has an ordinance, they say, that defines unlawful discrimination as including differential treatment based on one's height, weight, or physical characteristics. And I guess in 2000, San Francisco passed a law specifically outlawing discrimination against people based on their weight. And then the District of Columbia had to amend its human rights law to prohibit discrimination against personal appearance. So, you know, we may be starting to see a change of laws that do include that. Now, what about a disgruntled applicant or employee who is bringing a claim against an employer, and they say under both California law and federal law, it is illegal to make employment decisions based on sex, but employers should not advertise that they have an opening for an attractive waitress or for a muscular man. Instead, employers must be gender neutral, and advertisements need to say weight person, heavy lifting required, etc. I guess there was a $3.75 million settlement obtained by a group of male applicants who challenged Hooters' practice of hiring only attractive women as food and beverage servers. Now, Hooters still does hire female food servers, but they had to create and fill support jobs like bartenders and hosts without regard to gender. So you see, still, and there's tons of different lawsuits and discussions that we could talk about. It's tricky, and it all depends on who is looking at your case. You know, if I was an employer, all right, you know, I would be documenting like crazy. If you let somebody go, and you let them go because they are a horrible employee, or they're not, you know, working as well as they used to, okay, you need to have documentation because they could claim, well, it's because I gained weight. I mean, everybody seems to gain weight throughout the years, all right? So you want to make sure that that doesn't come back to bite you because it can. You know, now that we have laws, you know, preventing discrimination against weight, or we're starting to have laws based on physical appearance, et cetera. But what if you as an employee aren't, you know, churning out your output and churning out your numbers, let's say in a firm or sales or whatever, because you're heavier now or because you have a disability? My recommendation to you is to make sure you have documentation of your disability. Have a doctor's note talking about what you can and cannot do. And again, you know, I'm not an attorney. That's not, you know, my purpose here. But my purpose is to kind of bring up discussions and, you know, bring up, you know, cases and what's been going on, you know, in the United States and, you know, with my listeners, et cetera, when it comes to what's happening, you know, with work. But you gaining weight can absolutely put you at risk, you know, for your job. And whether it's a physical characteristic, whether it's because the employer thinks you're lazier, whether it's because they want to pay less in fuel costs, we're going to hear more and more cases of, you know, this being done. And it's a shame. And I don't know how to protect against it. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. We'll be right back.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Let's take a look at some numbers. 4 out of 5 people who have a stroke, their first symptom is a stroke. 80% of all strokes and heart disease, preventable. And $149 is all it takes to get screened and help take control of your health. We are Lifeline Screening. And if you're over 50, call now to schedule an appointment for 5 painless screenings that go beyond regular checkups. We use ultrasound technology to literally look inside your arteries for plaque that builds up as you age and increases your risk for stroke and cardiovascular disease. And by getting them through this package, you're saving over 50%. For just $149, you'll receive 5 screenings that could reveal what your body isn't telling you. Lifeline Screening. The power of prevention. Call Lifeline Screening today at 888-815-LIFE to learn more. That's 888-815-LIFE. 888-815-5433.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Remember we told you guys that the real super Nazi had, I believe, had to file for bankruptcy? you know, the guy that, I guess, Jerry Seinfeld's show, Seinfeld, kind of patterned that famous episode, the Soup Nazi, out of. After, well, for those of you that are kind of Seinfeld fans, you remember that George Costanza would sometimes pose as an architect to get the babes. And he used the name Art Vandelay. Well, apparently, a real-life, okay, man who posed as an architect, just got nabbed and by, I guess, using an Operation Vandelay Industries. His name is Paul Newman. He's 49 years old. And he has, I guess, pretended to be an architect. And they made a plea deal following the conclusion of Operation Vandelay Industries. He will probably, I believe, be in jail for 2 to 7 years. And it's interesting because this Operation Vandelay Industries was kind of named after the Seinfeld episode. And the guy's name, Newman, right? Just like on Seinfeld, Newman. So anyway, if you guys remember on Seinfeld, the character George Costanza, played by Jason Alexander, right, would pretend to be an architect named Art Vandelay, and his firm was named Vandelay Industries. So this architect, I guess, posed as a licensed and registered architect, and now he has, I guess, prison time. They say this is in New York, those who wish to game the system and take advantage of New Yorkers should take note, no license, no work for you. My office will continue to uphold this standard. So apparently this Newman guy, 49 years old, was initially arrested in April on charges of grand larceny, forgery, unauthorized practice of a profession, and scheme to defraud. And I guess he had drawn up plans for at least 100 building projects that were successfully completed. And he wasn't a real architect. So very, very bad. Now, this is interesting. WFAN or WFAN's Craig Carton has been arrested in a concert ticket Ponzi scheme. Boomer and Carton, co-host Craig Carton, was arrested early this morning on charges that he ripped off millions of dollars from investors by peddling bogus concert tickets in order to cover his, quote, gambling debts. He's 48 years old, and business partner Joseph Melli are accused of running a Ponzi scheme in which they used funds from new investors to repay earlier investors and other debts. I guess Carton is 48 years old, Melli is 43 years old, and they ripped off at least $3.6 million from two investors. And they solicited investments in ticket reselling enterprises for Katy Perry, Justin Bieber, Roger Walters, Metallica, Barbara Streisand, Adele, and then resold them at huge profits. So it's kind of like scalping, all right? They falsely claimed to investors that they had access to these millions of dollars worth of concert tickets at face value. And unfortunately, there were forged documents, etc. So not so good, not good at all. All right. There's a pregnant woman who claimed that she was denied service because she had a baby bump. This is in Washington State, all right? Her stomach was exposed, and the restaurant wouldn't let her come in. She was wearing a maxi skirt and crop top when she wasn't allowed in the Buzz Inn Steakhouse in Marysville, Washington. So I see a picture of her. Her shirt, she's wearing, I think, a friend's shirt that goes up to her belly, and then she has the belly that's out in the open, and then she has a skirt. And the waitress bartender stopped us and said, I'm sorry, you can't be here in that shirt. She goes, are you serious? Right? She goes, yeah, you can't be here. So apparently the restaurant employees cited their no shoes, no shirt, no service policy and claimed they would have refused any person wearing that type of shirt. But she thought that she was singled out because her belly was bigger and sticking out. I was wearing a shirt. It had sleeves. Okay, here's the thing. Okay, I don't know if I side with the restaurant on this one. You know, when you come in with a naked belly, whether you're a guy, whether you're a girl, whether you're pregnant or not, all right, you're kind of exposed. And if this is a steakhouse, and steakhouses require shirt, and they can do that, you know, restaurants can, I believe, legally require shirt, ties, I don't know what they would require for women. They have to be very, very careful so something like this doesn't happen. But if it's a steakhouse and they don't want her coming in, I guess, you know, on Friends, Jennifer Aniston had done something like that where, you know, she had like a half shirt on and everybody could see the naked tummy, and that was supposed to be some style. And it really didn't take off. A lot of people didn't really want people looking at their belly, you know, because sometimes the belly starts to, you know, look a lot of veiny, and then your belly button becomes an outie, and it's, I don't know. You know, technically, yeah, she's not naked, but, you know, if it's a steakhouse, you know, you could cover it up. There's maternity clothes, you know. What I don't understand is why didn't she bring her skirt up over her tummy and go, look, I'm good. I don't know why she left the restaurant. But anyway, fine, the restaurant loses her business. Now they're in the news. But I think a restaurant's allowed to say you need to kind of have a shirt that goes down to your waist. Okay? I mean, I think, you know, that does, but I don't know. It's a steakhouse. All right. People don't realize how big the U.S. is. When I was in Europe, it was my first trip to Europe, my first trip to England, and we didn't realize how easy it is to drive around Europe. Okay? You could basically get across Italy in about two and a half hours, depending on road conditions. Okay? Whereas in America, okay, it's going to take days to drive across. And they say states in the U.S. that are, and like for Great Britain, for example, okay, when I was in England, we decided to drive to Dover because we found out that it was only like, what, 50 kilometers and, or 30 kilometers actually. And I'm like, well, wait a second, that's pretty doable. And I think it took us about an hour or so and we made it over there. But anyway, they say that the UK is about 93,000 square miles, including England, Scotland, Wales, and Northern Ireland. But America is 40 times the size, covering almost 3.8 million square miles, with states such as Alaska, Texas, Oregon, Montana, and New Mexico being bigger than Britain. They say 11 states are bigger than Britain. Alaska, Texas, Oregon, Montana, Wyoming, Colorado, New Mexico, Arizona, Nevada, California, and Michigan. Yeah, Nevada's huge. Driving from Reno to Vegas, as long as you don't have to pee more than once, you could probably do the drive in about 7 hours. Okay? And that's with excellent road conditions and only stopping to pee once. And that's not even all the way to the top of Nevada. That's two-thirds to the top. So to get across Nevada, that's probably a 15-hour drive. Man, they say oil-rich Texas is three times the size of the UK. California, twice the size. So basically, if you ever do decide to go to, you know, Great Britain, and you decide to travel around, all right, if you've ever traveled around Alaska, you could travel around Great Britain seven times at the time it takes you to travel around Alaska. Texas, 2.5. California, 1.7. It's really interesting. So, we kind of have some big states. Wyoming, home to Yellowstone National Park, 3% bigger than the UK. We'll keep you guys posted on what's going on with the latest with the earthquakes. Apparently there's been some earthquakes in Idaho, a lot of them. We'll keep you guys posted on that. But really quickly, some medical news here. They say how tall you are might hold clues to your risk of various health problems, including blood clots. And they say height can be an independent predictor for your risk factor for venous thromboembolism or blood clots. Now, they say the blood clot risk was lowest among short women and men, but it increased the taller you got. And blood clots kill about 100,000 people annually. So luckily, shorter people may do better. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877, Doc Dolly.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference?
We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.